אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
One month has passed since the terror attack in Bondi during Hanukkah celebrations, an event in which 15 people were shot while gathering on the beach to celebrate Hanukkah, including 10-year-old Matilda and Holocaust survivor Alexander Clayton. It has been the worst terror attack on Australian soil and shocked communities across the country. As the Jewish community and the country marks the one-month anniversary since the attack, reflections have focused on mourning, continuity, and concern about the future. Jewish leaders and commentators described a community still grieving while also grappling with questions about safety, anti-Semitism, and whether Australia's multicultural fabric can withstand the rising tensions. SBS spoke to three community leaders, Rabbi Gabby Kaltman from the Ark Center in Melbourne, Michelle Goldman, who is the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, and Rabbi Mendel Castell, who is the CEO of Jewish House in Sydney, to get their perspective on where the community is and the road ahead. On the matter of how the Jewish community has been since the attack, Rabbi Gabby Kaltman and Michelle Goldman had to say this.
30 days have now passed since the atrocity in Australia's largest terror attack at Bondi Beach, at the Hanukkah event. What a tragic, horrific, and horrible 30 days it has been for the community. We are all still mourning, grieving, and coming to terms with such members that we knew and love, and now we are surrounding those families and trying to do whatever we can to support them since that horrific and fateful Hanukkah event 30 days ago.
This has been the worst terror attack that the country has ever seen, and the fact that it was targeted at the Jewish community, a group of people who were coming together to celebrate a joyous religious festival, are targeted in the most abhorrent of ways, beyond any of our worst nightmares, has just the community is reeling. People are traumatized. There's deep pain with the loss of parents, children, grandparents, loved ones, friends, work colleagues, neighbors. We're a small community, but we're a very close community. Everyone's connected. So I would say, as well as dealing with this trauma and pain, it's been really uplifting to see how people have come together to support one another, to stand firmly. That unity has really helped uplift people and give them the wherewithal to be able to work through this really horrible time. And certainly the Jewish Board of Deputies, together with our constituent organisations, Jewish Care, Jewish House, and working closely with the New South Wales government as well, have been focused on ensuring victims who have lost someone, the injured and their families, those people who were present and psychologically injured with the trauma, to make sure these people get access to the emergency funding they need, to the counselling supports and all those other emergency supports to help them just get through day to day as we work our way through this crisis.
Beyond the Jewish community, the attack has sparked national reflection on social cohesion and public safety. Goldman and Kaltman also commented on how the community experienced a surge of support and compassion.
Yeah, I certainly think there has been a shock wave throughout the whole community. Like I said, Australians have not ever had such a horrific attack in a place like Bondi before, and a whole sense of safety and confidence as Australians has really been shaken.
The community is strong and is resilient, and part of that support is from the outside, everyday Australians that have rallied around the Jewish community and said, enough, this cannot take place in Australia. These horrific atrocities that your community just endured, and the subsequent anti-Semitism which has been rising over the past years, enough is enough. And we have seen over the past 30 days an outpour of support and love from so many Australians across the spectrum, whether it's our colleagues, our neighbours, our friends, and we're so thankful for that support.
After some deliberation on the way forward, particularly from affected families and community organisations, the government has decided to establish a royal commission to examine how the attack occurred and whether warning signs were missed. Here is Anthony Albanese on this subject.
I've said repeatedly that our government's priority is to promote unity and social cohesion. And this is what Australia needs: to heal, to learn, to come together in a spirit of national unity, and to go forward knowing that, just like people who gathered that night on Bondi Beach were committing to, that light will prevail over darkness. It's clear to me that a Royal Commission is essential to achieving this.
It is to be led by former High Court Justice Virginia Bell and incorporate a national security review by former Secretary of Defense Dennis Richardson. While the inquiry aims to promote social cohesion and address extremism by December 2026, experts warn that its success will depend on navigating the delicate balance between free speech and hate speech. The grandmother of Matilda, the youngest victim of the Bondi attack, has told SBS Russian their family has been living in Australia for over 30 years and have always enjoyed its multicultural and peaceful life.
I want this Royal Commission to sort things out. I do, because I'm sure something's not right here. It was a quiet, peaceful country.
Similarly, Goldman and Kaltman asserted that this is the way forward as far as the community is concerned.
It's been really important to the community, not just the Jewish community, but the broader community, that we have a royal commission so we can better understand how we came to be in this place where extremism has led to a terrorist attack that has done all those things, that has taken lives, that has impacted on our sense of safety in this country.
The thing is that it took far too long for the federal government to call for a royal commission. And it was, in a way, horrendous to see day in, day out, the campaign from the Jewish community, but also from the wider business community, from sporting personalities and the like, to say, no, this has just happened and the Jewish community is asking for a royal commission. That is the moral and the just thing to do. And the fact that it took 25 days questions how the government misread and misunderstood the need of the community. That being said, they did call it after 25 days.
The coming weeks are expected to balance remembrance with renewed debate about accountability, prevention and national resilience. In the immediate future, the Bondi Community Support Center, established after the attack at the Bondi Pavilion, will continue to offer support for visitors and to provide practical assistance, welfare support and information to people affected by the Bondi Beach attack. The center will operate until the end of the month, and then authorities, in consultation with community leaders, will assess how to continue. Rabbi Mendel Castle, the CEO of Jewish House, who also lost his brother-in-law, Rabbi Eli Schlanger, at the attack, and played a central role in establishing the center, highlighted the collaborative nature of the services, but also pointed out that even though some time has passed, some people would still struggle to come and visit Bondi Beach, and encourage people to contact the Center of Jewish Care for any support they may need.
I think there's some people who are not comfortable going down to Bondi Beach or not ready to go back to Bondi Beach. So I think it's important that they know that there is other ways of accessing the services, even if they don't go down to the beach. If they want to reach out to Jewish House or Jewish Care, we can connect them with the appropriate services. Some of the services are available online as well. So we're here. If you can make it down there, great. If not, there's other ways of being able to access a lot of those services.
At the same time, discussions are continuing around long-term support for affected communities and the next steps in the national response. Much of it will rely now on the findings generated by the Royal Commission. Additionally, it was announced that Australia will observe a National Day of Mourning on January the 22nd to honour the victims of the Bondi attack, with official ceremonies expected at both state and national levels. This report was prepared by Michael Bartura for SBS Hebrew. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.